So we're looking at the fourth Hakdama. It starts, it's called Simna Milsa. Okay, so it's a very short, beautiful piece, very important idea. So he says like this, Noagin Balel Rosh Hashanah, just 1 second. Noagin Balel Rosh Hashanah, Lahalot Al Hashulchan V'Lachol Sugei Ma'achalim Shonim Sheyesh Lahem Shem Tov. So we have a minhag. The custom is that on the night of Rosh Hashanah, we put on our tables different types of foods that have a good name. Gam achal metukanim metovim, also sweet and good. The gam nogin litbol pruso tamotzi bedvash. We also have a minhag to dip our challah in the honey. Hakol bichdei leorer halev lehitpalel sheyirbu zechuyotenu. The whole idea is in order to awaken our hearts to daven for that we should have a tremendous amount of merit. The Elanu Shana Tova Matukan, we should have a year that is good and is sweet. The Gam Ochlim Achlam Sheishlem Shem Lotov. And we also have a minhag to eat things that have a bad name. And then we daven with Palam Sheicholu Al Sonenu, and that should be, that should go to our enemies. Ach Bemet. It's not just Eino. The truth is, Eino rak lo roro litfila v'bakasha. It's not just to awaken for davening and for beseeching and for asking. Ella ha'iker hu la'asot simna tava b'chdei l'chazek levavo b'bitachon b'Hashem Yisbarach. The truth is that the key here is to make the good sign in order to strengthen our hearts, to have our trust in Hashem. Shebivadai yelo shana tova belis safik klal klal, that we should have for sure, we should for sure have a year without any questions. The kamoshe matzino behanaviim shetziva lehem Hashem isbarach laasot eza puulod maasiot bechdei laharot amitat hadavar. So just like we see that by the prophets, by the neviim, Hashem told them to do certain things. Right, to do active, to do certain actions in order to show the truth of something. Ki kama pamim ein hamachshava nigreret achar hadibur levad. Because what's the point of doing an action? Because sometimes we think things, but it's not enough to say something. Rakasha yase eza masa, it's when we do the active thing, az yitbarer b'machshav tosh achim kenu. It's like we need to do something. It's not enough to just speak about it, but sometimes we need to do something active that it actually crystallizes for us what we're thinking. The lachem, and therefore, b'shasha ochlin ha-machal na-tovim ha-metukim, and that's why when we're eating these things that are sweet and good, we say, omim kam yihiratzom, we say, this should be your will, Hashem, b'chdei l'chazek, Bitchuno b'Hashem Yisbarach Maase b'Amira. So what we're doing is it's like an activity to strengthen our bitachon in Hashem, both in action and in our speech. Va'azafilu im lo nechdav alav chas v'shal matov. So that even if God forbid we don't have a good judgment, yuchol lehitapech l'tov aidei chozek bitchuno b'Hashem Yisbarach. We can actually reverse. Can you imagine? So you can have it. We can be in a situation where we, God forbid, have a negative judgment. But he's saying here is that through the bitachon that we're strengthening, we can actually turn it to positive. Yuchal itapech letov aidei chozek bitchono b'Hashem Yisbarach, which is very like that idea. There's a beautiful piece by the Ramchal where he talks about hakol b'kivoy. And that a person, as long as you keep on and you hold on to that bitachon and that trust in Hashem, and you have that positive outlook, that even in the darkest places, through your desire and your for Hashem and the bitachon, that can pull you out of the darkest places to the reverse of the negative. It's kind of like what he's saying here, in a sense. But he's saying that the act of doing these simanim is at the end of it, the core of it is to strengthen our bitachon Hashem. V'yesh l'das, ki b'bitachon ha'adam tov l'kol aksiva shel Rosh Hashanah. You should know that the bitachon that a person has, the whole judgment of Rosh Hashanah is based on that. Kimo shegila harav ha'kodesh ha'magid ha'gadol mimizrich zechuso or zal or zechus yagin olenu, that what? Hit galot nora ba'ofen hadin u'mishpat b'Rosh Hashanah right? Because the giloy, right, of the whole idea of the judgment Rosh Hashanah, ki ha'olam toim v'choshim sha'mishpah Rosh Hashanah hu v'shamayim kefi piskam shel abizdin shamava lokeinu. We think that what? That the whole judgment of Rosh Hashanah is based on something going up in Abshamayim. But the answer is, it's not true. Rak haksiva v'achasima shel Rosh Hashanah nase kan l'mata ba'olam hazeh. It's all happening down here below. The ksiva and the chasima of Rosh Hashanah is done here in this world based on what we're thinking. So what's our mindset? Ki harasha b'zichro avonosa v'ein libo b'reshuso l'shuv el Hashem. Harizeh nechtev l'altar. The guy who's a bad guy and he's got all, what does he have? He has all of his sins and he doesn't have the ability to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's right away signed to the negative. Simon Ladavar, Hamachshavos, Habilbulos, Oso, Mafigan Adlibo, Be'emas Maves. So this guy, the sign for this is that his thoughts are, and everything that's in his mind is worrying about dying. Right? All he has to think about is the death. Whereas opposed to Masha Enkein Hatzadikim, when it comes to the righteous, Agam Sheheim Zochlin Veradim Ve'emas Hashem Yisbarach, it's true that they have fear and they tremble from Hashem. Im Kolzeh, with that said, Heim Botchim B'Yishu Oso V'Chasto. What they do is they have bitachon, they have trust in Hashem's ability to for salvation and His Chesed, U'Mitchaskin L'Shuv El Hashem, and therefore they are strengthened to return to God. So therefore, when they daven, it's with joy, it's with hope, it's with trust. And therefore, they are signed right away for life, and it's engraved in their minds. Right. So what the market is telling us is that our mindset's like a major key here to the whole judgment that's going to happen on Rosh Hashanah. You should never be sad during this special time. The truth is, all year long, it's not allowed to daven with sadness. He's a mazik lekabalah tzatfila, because this will damage our ability to receive from our davening. But during these specific days, it's all dependent on the judgment's going to be dependent on what? On what's going on in our hearts and in our minds. And therefore, we have to strengthen ourselves to daven with joy and with a good heart, with trust. So it's all about how it's mindset. The Maggid's telling us that when we enter this time, when we daven, we have to have a positive outlook. Hashem's going to take good care of us. He wants good for us. We have to be positive. We have to have trust that everything called David Rachman L'Tavavit, everything he wants to do for us is for our best. And so therefore, when we daven, our davening or Rosh Hashanah has to be based in simcha and joy and in excitement. It cannot be the whole year, he's saying, but specifically at this time, our mindset and how we approach the whole game is so important. So if a person, God forbid, is like worried that he's got some fear or something that's worrying him while he's davening, he should strengthen himself with all of his might to come back to God. That right, I'm coming back to God. I'm leaving my sin from today and going forward. And that he's taking upon himself, he's receiving upon himself all malchus shamayim liftoch bechasto agadol, and right, and he's going to be, he has trust in God's goodness. Lo yaniach et ha'atzus lishot b'mocho, right, and he will not allow sadness to get into his mind. So it's such an important thing. So he's saying again, the mindset of how we approach our davening or Rosh Hashanah, I mean, in general, always, but here specifically, is about the idea of positive. And when we have a negative kind of fear or some kind of worry, we have to push it out of our minds. And we have to say that whatever, if we feel that, like, okay, I did something, it's like, I'm, you know, it's like, that's what the we remember we learn in the Tanya, right? The Yetzer Hara is guilt. That's the Yetzirah. Yetzirah is like, I'm a nothing. I'm like, look, I'm such a bad guy. I did this bad thing. And like that draws you down. Yeah, he's saying here, no, we have to come to Rosh Hashanah with a positive mindset. And then we have to have trust in Hashem. And everything's with simcha. And betuv levav, right? And if you have that kind of negative sadness, we got to push it out. Now, if you can't get out of your mind, so we have this idea that there's a school to remember, like it says, tzadikim, like we keep on saying, we keep on saying, 72. Chesed. Right? So the same chesed is the gematria of 72. Ubechain. Hamor al chesed habaris baruch shema. Right? So we're tapping in. Ubechain, when you say ubechain, we should remind ourselves, Hashem wants to do good for us. Yitzayer lifnei einav, Hashem havoya b'milo yudin, and he should have in his mind, right, in his mind's eye, the shem yud kei vav kei, with yuds as the milo, kazeh, yud kei vav hei, ha'ola 72, ubazeh, and through this, yamshich alav chesed abore. So that, so like the idea of a chain, and the idea of tapping in, we should like have in our minds that Hashem is all goodness, he wants to give us goodness. So we want to tap into that midah. Uvachain, uvachain, uvachain. That's 72, yud kei vav kei, of yud kei vav kei with the milo yud. Yisalik minu et kol atzer. And that way he should push out all the sadness and all the negativity. V'gam yadua, dezchiras Hashem havoya baruch hu be'esem, misugal amshech or hashchina l'tocha adam. And that this name, yud kei vav kei, right, is always is bringing the light of the shchina into the person. And through that, you can push out all the sadness, and all the negativity and depression. Right? So the idea of hope, right? This idea that that's what comes in place. So like if there's any sadness, it completely goes away because we tap into the fact that Hashem just wants to give us. He wants to give us only goodness. So called the Avid Rachmana Latav Avid. So that the Gamzu Latova, right? So that the whole idea. And so the whole idea is that we're pounding this whole thing that all that Hashem wants to do for us is good. Chesed, Yudke Vavke with the Yud Milan, the 72, Ubachin, it's like this concept of pounding in. Hashem just wants to do good, and therefore, as we daven on Rosh Hashanah, our mindset should be all positive, simcha, and trust that Hashem, haynu shehei libo batuach, shebevadai zacha l'ksiva tova. We should have bitachon, that is for sure that we're zoche for a good judgment. Ubezeh yigrom she'im chas v'sham nigzar lehefech. But if God forbid, it's the opposite. You should know, yeh nepach al yidei amirazu l'tova v'lebracha amin kin yiratzon. Right? So he's saying is, if, let's say, we do have a negative, the fact that we have a positive attitude, the power of that positive attitude actually can reverse it. Based, again, on that I think it's going back to that Ramchal, but it's this idea that what the Maggid is telling us, where our heads are at, is 9/10 of what's happening with the judgment on Rosh Hashanah. It's an amazing thing. V'lachain, Hagam Shav Rosh Hashanah Shara Ema, the Pachad Gadol. It's true that on Rosh Hashanah we also have this trepidation. We have fear. In Kolzet, Srichin Liyot Gam B'Simcha V'Tov Lev. Right? So Levav. But we have to also have this. So it's like we're balancing out. There's trepidation. This is serious stakes. The stakes are high. But with that, we have to like really double down on Kol David Rachmana L'Tava Avid. It's all going to be good. And therefore B'Simcha. Kamo Shamar Ezra HaSofer L'Chein Am Bnei Yisrael b'yom tov, right? Shal Rosh Hashanah, he said, lechu echlu mashmanu mishsu mamtakim. So that Ezra Sofer, Ezra tells them, at the time they were sad, and Rosh Hashanah, right? He says, go home and eat. V'shilchum manos la'ein nachon lo, ki kadosh hayom ladanenu ve'al te'atsevu, ki chedvas Hashem hi muschem. He said, go home, you can be, it's even though it's Yom Adin, Don't worry, don't be sad. Hashem is there for us. Ki hasimcha v'tov levav b'yom hazeh yaseh pri l'tova l'hivashav b'tshuas olamim l'ikaseh b'sifron shal tzadikim gemurim. So this idea of having a positive attitude on this day brings us to this idea of having this positive outcome. Back to the simanim. V'asiyas ha-simanim, and that's why when we do these signs, Hudaika Belaila Rishon, first night for sure, specifically. Ki Elu Asaras Hayamim Bein Rosh Hashanah Liyom HaKippurim Heim Neged Ha'asar Sfiros Kikudushos Letake Mashapagam Adam HaRishon V'Rosh Hashanah Hu Neged Sfiros Keter. So the first night, the 10 days of Aser Simei Tshuva are connected to the 10 Sfiros. So the first one is Keser, which is beyond, Keser Alyon. V'inei Kol HaSfiros Nivru Ayidei HaDibur Kamo Shekasu V'Dvar Hashemayim Nasu. And then each of the spheres, right? So Kol HaSfiros everything was based on the Dibur Hashem. And the world is created B'Dvar Hashem. And it says, V'asar Mamaros Nivru Ha'olam Shebidiburei Hashem Yisbarach Nasev Nivru Ha'olam. Right? Hashem created the world. The world is created through God's utterances. Ach, b'sfiras keser adayin lo hayu osios hadibor. But when it came to the first, there was still no letters to be able to articulate. Ki haosios nivru b'sfira hashniya shehu sfiras chachma lachein nechshav tevas bereishis kimama harishon sheba nivru sfiras keser. If you look at the story, there are only 10 amars, right? There's only vayomer 9 times. So where do you have a 10th? It's the first one, Bereishis, before there was ability to articulate, because Keser is beyond our comprehension. So Bereishis is that first of the 10 Mamaros. Now, therefore, V'yadua, shebemokom she'en yichon l'shtamish b'dibor, v'shtamshim b'simanim. You hear this? So where there was no articulation, there was no dibor at that beginning point of time. So what do? When you can't speak, use signs. Ki hasiman hu l'malam in adibor. So a sign is above actual articulation, speech. Lachem be'ez kanisas hayom b'zman shenedora sviras keser shu haratzon ha'elyon v'endora gamkin oso ha'ez ratzon shehaita be'ez habriya levraha olam b'shvil Yisrael. So since at that moment, we're going back in time, right? It's always like, it's like all the stuff is entrenched, it's embedded in time. So if we're going back to that period before there was actual words, we're going back to the original Ritzon, the will of God was to create the world for the purpose of the Jewish people, Yisrael. And therefore, Mispal Hashem Yisbarach Basiyah Simanam Hamorim L'tova L'vracha. So what do? We use signs. Not even words. We use signs. V'ayideza Yimshoch HaMiha Ratzon Elyon Shefa Rav L'chol Yisrael. So here we are, we're at the table, God willing. You're sitting there tonight, and you take out the simanim. It's before you can even speak. We're tapping into the most powerful thing. We're keser. We can't even speak. What do? We take out our sign language. We take out our sweet, you know, simanim. And the negative ones, the idea is that should go there and we get all the goodness here. When a person looks at the simanim, which are also tying us back to the idea of keser, which is again the beginning, the first thought of the whole creation, and then we say which is the sof masa shel brias haolam. Right, so here we have dibor as the end. You're tying the beginning to the end. As nasa yichud gadol shall sof hasfiras lechilasa. So we're tying the two ends together. So we're basically awakening here the desire that was originally at the beginning of creation. Again, we're reawakening it that it was for Yisrael. And through that, we're bringing a tremendous tikkun to the everything, and therefore what's the output, what comes out of that is simcha, true joy. And so based on this idea of what the Maggid, and he's, I guess it's the theme of the Maggid, the simanim is like the idea of actualizing through action as opposed to just our, you know, words. And then he's saying that from a high level, from this, if we're going into the, you want to know what's embedded in the time at the beginning of creation, there was no words. So what are we going to use? We're going to use simanim. But then we say hiratzon, which is the end of the 10 spheres, is malchus, and we're tying it all together because what Hashem created the world was for Yisrael. So here we are, we're at the beginning of the year. It's a time of judgment, and we said, just have a positive attitude and should be with tremendous tremendous joy that the Hashem called Avid Rachman al Tava Avid Bachain Bachain Bachain. Hashem's chesed is there, and that if we have that simcha, even if it's supposed to be a negative, it will flip it around and it'll be positive either way. So Hashem should bless us. We should be able to tap into this tremendous positive energy that is embedded in this time of year, and that all of, and as the Maggid's saying, our attitudes are the major play here. So we should have bitachon. Hashem wants to do, he wants to see us actualize and become the best for, and he put us in this world, each one of us, for a purpose. And that we, the Hashem's blessing should be that this year Hashem should bless us, that we should be able to continue to grow and to be able to actualize our fullest potential. And then we should be zochet to have tremendous simcha. We should be only hear good news, and then we should have this chavrusa over here in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, b'mehir of Yameinu. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Yeah.
A quick important limud for the upcoming holiday.
That's awesome.
Isn't that great?
The power of attitude.
It's all about the attitude. It's Mama. She's saying it's.
Motivational speakers will agree with that.
Yeah. But here it is, right? Simanim, everything, it's all pointing in that direction. It's not always so simple.
This guy was first.
Right.
Correct.
We've done this for hundreds of years.
Exactly, right? Exactly, exactly. All right. Signing off. Have a great, have a good sweet, job. Sweet, sweet. Good yontif. Shana tova. All the best, guys.
Thank you.